I'm going to give you two keys today. Two keys. But before I give you those keys or tell you even what they are, you need to know the problem or the obstacle. Because what are keys for? They're to get you into an inaccessible place otherwise. If you don't have the key, you can't get in. Well, that implies a barrier or a problem or an obstacle or something that needs to be overcome. So these two keys will work today, but first we've got to see the obstacle. We've got to see the situation. And then when I give you the keys, you'll realize that they're valuable and necessary and good, and you'll be glad. Now, actually, I told you to turn to the first chapter of Mark. That was so you'd be real close by the last chapter of Matthew. So turn there. 28th chapter of Matthew. Now, most of us know about these verses, the last verses of the last chapter of Matthew. The last two verses, Jesus says, "Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. Somebody says, "Oh no, not again." Hang on. Listen, pay attention. You're going to be helped today. Jesus is pretty plain in his words. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations." I like to look at some different translations of this. And like Young's literal translation, which is a kind of stilted but very literal translation, says, "Having gone then, disciple all the nations." Nations here stands for peoples, of course. Another one says, "Weest, having gone on your way, therefore, teach all the nations, making them your pupils." Another one, Tominek, says, "Going forth, going forth." This is the idea that's contained here is, I paraphrase it this way, as you go, as you go. We've had the wrong idea, I'm convinced, of what Jesus meant. We applied this only to those that we were sending to Africa or South America or somewhere like that. Go therefore, or to Indian reservation, or to inner city mission. But Jesus is not saying, just go to Africa or just go here or there. He's saying, as you go, and every one of you is going every day. You may just be going from your kitchen to your dining room to whatever, cleaning up, but you're on the go every day to some extent. As you go. So remember that. As you go, therefore, make disciples or learners or pupils or followers, as one translation says, followers of all peoples. Praise the Lord. Now that's the commission, the Great Commission we call it. Most of us, as Christians, we know that, we've heard that, and we're usually made to feel guilty about it. And the truth is, the vast majority of all Christians really don't pay any attention to this. They don't really pay any attention to it. And there's reasons why. The main reason why is they feel like, what's the use? Or they feel incompetent. They feel like, I'm unable. I'm not qualified. Who am I? Well, that's just the wrong attitude. That's just the wrong approach. And as far as I'm concerned, you should throw out everything that you've ever learned about soul winning, witnessing, winning others to Christ. I'm not going to use those terms because I think they have bad connotations for Christians. I'm not going to use those terms. But there's no way that we can escape what Jesus said. He said it. He meant it. It's plain. We know it. And I submit that 99% of all Christians, including everyone in here, you have a desire to see others experience what you've experienced in knowing Christ. It's like the commercial, I think it goes, "Don't you use Dial? Don't you wish everybody used Dial?" or something like that. Well, I'm not commenting on that certain product, but I'm commenting on Jesus. If you have really met Jesus and experienced His love and His forgiveness and His blessing in your life, you're interested in others enjoying the same thing. I'm sure you are. We all are. Basically, all Christians are. Well, then why is it that 95% of all Christians never